This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. A little later in the hour, after I play you this incredible song this guy came up with, that'll be in this very segment. Later in the hour, Al, I want to name my favorite coach or manager of our tenure here.
Yeah.
33 years. I will name you my favorite, and then I will do a homage to him because he had quite a fine weekend. Mm-hmm. And we will get to – I'm giving you a good clue because I have always had kind of
so
a man 33 crush.
33 years. Yes. When does that go back?
That goes back, Al, to 1990.
Okay.
90.
All right, so you go back. Al right now is going through all the different managers. We have worn through, Rhea, a lot of managers and coaches. But I realized when I was watching this weekend who my favorite of all time is. On the line with us right now is my favorite football reporter from WIP, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, excited to hear homage to Andy Reid in a few minutes.
Right? Yeah, all right, stop it. Fun. You are not put on this show for wisecracks, Elliot. So let's focus on some football here. How should the Eagles feel about drawing the Giants in the division round next Saturday night?
They should feel thrilled. I mean, I think this weekend couldn't have gone any better for the Eagles, not just outside their playoff opponent. No team played well. The Niners were losing at halftime. The Bills didn't look that good. And then to ice it all off, they get the Giants, who I think have the worst roster of any team in the playoffs on either side, AFC or NFC. They're playing well, of course, but you could have made that argument against any single team that would have came here because they all would have been coming off a playoff win. So, yes, they're playing better than they were earlier in the year, but the Giants are not a talented football team, and this should be an Eagles win.
All right. Elliot, no one's going to argue with what you said, but then the fact they're still in it indicates just how strong that coaching staff is.
Yeah.
Do you think they have an advantage in coaching over the Eagles?
I don't. No, and I think Brian Daboll has done an awesome job. I think you could make the argument he's coach of the year. But the last two times these two teams played, if you take away the one where no one tried in that final one, they smoked them. So, yeah, the Giants have great coaches. There's no denying that. But the Eagles have really good coaches, too. I know within the city, you know, they're not viewed as such, but there's a reason their coordinators are being viewed for multiple head coaching jobs, and Sirianni's the favorite for Coach of the Year. So you're right that the Giants, their strength is the coaching staff, for sure. But ultimately, I still think the Eagles, you know, if not have that advantage, are right there with them.
All right, Elliot, you managed to make a very good point when tweeting last night, and yet it still irritated us.
Right.
What you tweeted was that one thing is clear this weekend, offense is the unit that has to carry a team. The winning teams gave up an average of 27 points this weekend, and you're saying that it's up to Sirianni, Hurts, and the offense to take the team to the Super Bowl. Right away, you know what Rhea and I thought? We said he's trying to take Gannon off the hook already. Elliot, Gannon's got to stop that untalented offense you were just referencing.
Yeah, I think 24 points or less should be the goal for the Eagles' defense against this Giants offense. The bottom line is teams score in the playoffs. We saw that in every game besides the game last night between Baltimore and Cincinnati. But, you know, San Francisco gave up 17 points in the first half to Seattle, the defense everybody loves to compare to the Eagles' defense. They ended up giving up, I think, 24 points. So, yeah, I mean, look, Gannon's going to have a few jobs. One of them is get pressure on Daniel Jones, create a turnover or two, but they're going to score points. And when if we're still talking in a month or whatever from Arizona, it'll be because Sirianni and Hurts were special, right? There's a reason you asked about the coaching staff in Brian Daboll first before you ask me about Gannon, because they're more important. So ultimately, yes, Gannon will have to coach well, but this one's on the offense.
All right, well, then you're right to say it's going to come down to Hurts. That's for sure, the way he's played this year. What's your read? You're around the team all the time, Elliot. Do you think he'll be close to 100% by next Saturday night?
No, I don't think he'll be close to 100%. You know, being down there last week, you know, he didn't throw one day. You know, I think this is something that's definitely still bothering him. But for me, the concern is not really, you know, are they going to run him less? I think they're going to run the same offense that they have all year. I think that, you know, you don't play him if you're not going to run that offense. I think the concern would be in the pocket when, you know, when he has time to throw, is he going to be the same thrower? Because the difference between last year and this year is the Eagles passing game. Like, that's flat out the difference. That Hurts improved tremendously in that area, and that's why they're the number one seed. So that would be my concern. But I think that he'll be close enough where you'll see, you know, a pretty similar version to Jalen from the regular season.
All right. While we're talking coaches, too, I thought Steichen's best game was against the Giants the first time they played. That first drive he scripted was brilliant. Is that because Steichen was really in the groove at that point, or does Steichen understand the Giants' defense and can exploit it again Saturday night the same way?
Yeah, I think that could be partially it for what you're talking about. Ultimately, I think Steichen has done a good job this year of exploiting the weaknesses of other defenses. I know there's been times we've talked about a certain lack of running the ball, but I also think that if you look at this matchup, they should be able to run or pass the ball against this Giants defense. You know, they're going to blitz a ton, the Giants are, and I think a weakness to a certain extent of the Eagles' offense this year has been blitz pickup, both with picking it up and also just with checkdowns and available options for Hurts. So the Giants blitz more than any defense in the NFL. They're going to have to have a good plan against it this Saturday night against the blitz.
All right, now this is the best story of this week, that the New York Giants are in the second round of the playoffs, and before the season, they had to cut James Bradberry because they couldn't afford him, and he made the all-pro team with the Eagles. Elliot, isn't that an indication that the Eagles are so far advanced from the Giants that they could afford Bradberry and the Giants couldn't? Isn't that a big focal point this week?
Yeah, and I mean, also, if you want to look at the Giants game against the Vikings yesterday as a reason to be worried, well, one reason to not be is the Vikings have one of the worst pass defense in the NFL, if not arguably the worst pass defense in the NFL, and the Eagles have arguably the best pass defense in the NFL because of James Bradberry and Darius Slay. I mean, their best corner didn't even make the all-pro team. So they have a ton more talent than this Giants team, and especially in the passing game. Their secondary is way better. But the other side of that is it is a bit of an unfamiliar situation for this team where losing on Saturday night would be completely unacceptable. There is no rationalizing it. There is no getting over it. If they lose to this Giants team, you got to look hard at everybody. Obviously, you're not going to fire anyone. But ultimately, you have to look and say, is this team really what we thought they were? Because they are way better than the Giants. And as you said, they're way further along than the Giants. So losing this game would be catastrophic.
That's a tremendous, Rhea, catastrophic.
I agree with
that. That's a tremendous point.
Yeah.
All right, now, there's one other guy here that really matters more than everyone we talked about, and I get the numbers to prove it. When he doesn't play, the Eagles are 10-22. Could you tell me what your read is on Lane Johnson and how well he's going to be able to play with his injury?
Yeah, I feel way more confident in Lane after talking to him last week and seeing him than I ever expected to. I thought when the injury came out that what he was dealing with, that, you know, he would, if not even not play in the playoffs, that he'd be a shell of himself. The good news is it wasn't even the correct injury reported initially. He's not dealing with an abdomen injury. It's more of a groin injury. Now, I'm sure it's still very painful, but he practiced last week, practiced without pain medication, said he came out of it feeling really well. Watching him practice, I thought he looked normal. He moved like he always does. And so he's going to obviously practice this week. And if he has to, he'll use pain medication. But I think he's going to play well. And the other great news about playing the Giants is they don't have any great edge rushers. They don't even have a top 50 edge rusher, according to Pro Football Focus. They don't have a single edge rusher over 5.5 sacks. So for Lane Johnson, he gets to come back and avoid playing one of the elite pass rushers he might have played otherwise.
All right, now, Ruben, I just want to check with Ruben. Did you think Elliot came across as somewhat cocky?
Yes, I do.
Does that concern you?
Yes, it does.
All right, Elliot, make it noteworthy.
Back off a little bit there, Elliot.
He thinks you're a little too confident. You know what I'm saying?
I'll make sure to calm it down a little bit for Ruben.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll talk to you again, Elliot. Thanks, buddy.
Right, yeah,
Elliot Joe Prox.
I'm a little concerned about you and Rube. And Al, for that matter.
What do you mean? No, I am terrified.
I'll tell you what concerned me about that conversation was Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The report on Jalen Hurts was not a great report on Jalen Hurts.
No, it was not. And I still think they're sandbagging, but I'm not – if he can't run the way he runs, the Eagles are in trouble.
Oh,
That's a big story.
It's a big story.
He's going to run. I think there's no question about that, but that does concern me.
I want you two to get dogs.
Everybody
You're
focus.
You're a little scared.
I already have one. Because in a minute, I'm going to play this song out. But Keith's up, and then we'll get the Eagles. Shirley, Keith, how are you today?
Not bad. How are you today?
I'm a little nervous. The Giants looked very good yesterday, and Ruben Amaro agrees with me.
I don't agree at all. I think that if they keep their running and Jalen steps up and does what he's supposed to do, there's no way the Giants are going to even come close to what we got.
All right,
they shouldn't.
They should not because the Eagles
are a much better
team. You
know
what killed me? Daniel Jones, man. You know what else he does? He doesn't just run for first downs. He runs hard and knocks people over.
Yeah.
That guy can do that first half. He was brutal.
He's a heck of an athlete.
Yeah, Keith, he's pretty good.
Yeah, that stiff arm close to the end of the game was a good thing showing that he's not scared to run as hard as he can.
You're not that worried, though. You're feeling good about this.
Not at all. Not at all. Because, like I said, if Jalen comes in and he's even 80%, they're in trouble.
This is not Philadelphia-like.
All right.
I mean, people are supposed to be worried here
in
Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're not. There's a lot. Well, they won 14 out of 17. They're feeling good. All right, Keith, give me somebody from New York you can't stand.
Rudy Giuliani.
Nice.
I believe, Al, later today, he'll be holding another news conference at Four Seasons Landscape in the Northeast. It's my all-time favorite political story. All right, so I get this email, and you know I receive a lot of music, and sometimes I play it. But these guys have done previous work for me, and out of nowhere, a man named Greg D'Amico sent me this song. And then I got more information that his dad, Ron D'Amico, is the lyricist. He writes the music, and then Greg performs it. So it's like a father-son team. And they said that they wanted to do a song about our show. And Al, I would like, you have never heard this. Rhea's heard it. I have heard it. We are all very impressed by this. And I would like you to hear this song about the WIP Morning Show.
Over 30 years ago, 6:10 a.m. started out with Brookie when he was a young buck. Big B, Joe Wechter, Ed Rendell, Arlen Specter, also Stan Hockman and his cold cut. 30-30, Jason Kenny, Ray Diddy, took down Lenny, winner weasel choices, Conklin's many voices. So Martelli picked the winner, Big Rube, chicken dinner, wing bowl, sure was fun. Come on, Shirley, give me one. We're gonna miss Cataldi, ranting in the morning, cause he's never boring. Now he can just be lazy. He'll be home so much, it's gonna drive you crazy. Doesn't like Andy Reid, Ben Simmons and his greed. Kepler, Klentek, Howie must go. John Marzano, Mitchie Poo, Hollis Thomas, Douglas too. Billy King, Ben Davis, Ruben Amaro. Rhea's updates on time, Dick Vermeil and his wine. Pandemic crew at the gate, Butch from Manionk is great. Jonesy's gas will make you weep, someone check if Al's asleep. Hot seat, Ava Graham, Big Daddy was the man. We're gonna miss Cataldi, ranting in the morning, cause he's never boring. Now we can just be lazy. He'll be home so much, it's gonna drive you crazy.
Al?
Good. It was really good. It's a good, what do you call it, remake or whatever. It was really good.
He got a lot in there.
Yeah.
He got a lot of history in there.
They picked the right song,
there.
Man.
I want to tell Ron and I want to tell Greg, thank you. I plan to play that many times. There's so much in there. He had really in there. Good. Give us one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to come up right after this, and she's going to give us one.
Give me one.
So don't. Not yet, Jonesy. Back off. Not quite yet. 215-592. Thank you for that song. I love that song. When we return, Al, it's time to do an homage to my favorite manager or coach in the past 33 years. Mm. What a. All right, welcome back at 7:22. Ava Graham's here with an update on our question. Where are we right now, Ave?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. It's Chevy Equinox month. January means huge savings on every Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. How confident are you that the Eagles will beat the Giants in the playoffs next weekend? 49% very. 42% somewhat.
Wow.
9% not at all.
All right, so, Al, it's almost split right down the middle, confident, not so confident. Mm. Wow, that's a dicey one. All right, Ava Graham, in your lifetime, and you're knocking the door on 30, which is, by the way, the lifespan of this radio program. Who's your favorite coach or manager in Philadelphia? Only the pros are evolved.
Doug Peterson. Dougie P, yep.
Over Charlie Manuel.
Yeah.
All right, good. So. Then you could stack. Oh, I was going to throw you out if you said Charlie Manuel. Doug Peterson's my favorite.
Okay.
Of all time.
Oh, good.
And you know, there's over, Al, there's got to be over 50.
There right? are 14, 15, 7, and 10. So if you add them up, that's what you have.
All right. 35, something like that. 39,
46.
All right. 46. Yeah. And let me just say, Doug is my favorite of all time.
46.
He gave me the biggest prize anybody ever gave me. He gave me a Super Bowl victory for the Eagles. Yep. And he did it with the boldness that is so beautiful. And then on Saturday night, down 27-0.
Incredible.
Undaunted. He's got Trevor Lawrence throwing more balls to the other team than to his own team.
That was an ugly first half.
Four interceptions. Pretty. The ball, no one knows where the ball's going. Undaunted. They get a late drive for a TD, and I'm saying to myself, Doug's going to get him in the locker room, and he's going to teach them confidence. And he does. And they come back closer, and then they win it. And they win it on two amazing plays. One is Nick Bosa, who should change his name to Nick Bonehead. He gets angry at the end of a series when they score, and he picks up his helmet, he slams it on the ground, and they give him a 15-yarder. And I said, the minute he did it, at that point, the Jags are down four. And he goes, I know what he's going to do. He's going to go for two. Then a field goal wins the game. Sure enough, here's Doug. Two-pointer loaded in. Risky. You don't get it. Now you don't tie the game with a field goal. Doug doesn't care. Boom. Two-pointer work.
That was after a penalty, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, after another penalty.
I just said, that's what they did. They had a penalty because Bosa melted down.
Well, yeah.
All right, then you were sleeping again there. Well, then we get to the final moment, and it's fourth down. Gee, you think he's going for it, Al? You think Doug's going for it on fourth down?
No question.
He always goes for it, but he doesn't do a quarterback sneak. He does a run round end for like 25.
Phenomenal call.
The guy goes down at like the 15.
Yeah.
How brilliant a call was that?
I hated the call on third down, so I was yelling at the TV.
Understand what this is about, Rhea. This is about the size of your testicles. Do you understand?
Why are you asking me about
that's not.
He is a man with testicular fortitude.
He coaches with cojones.
Yeah, thank you.
Coaches with cojones, and that's why I love him.
Oh, I'm using it. That I like that.
I like that, too.
Cojones.
Yeah.
I've been saying cojones, but it's cojones. Because it's a Spanish term.
That's exactly right.
And then if I said to you, you have large cojones, that means downstairs you got it working.
Yes, that's correct. If you would say that.
Ruben Amell has cojones.
I don't know about that.
You have mucho cojones.
Okay.
Okay.
We can move on.
Anyway, and here after the game, Al, I was so happy for Doug Peterson. Because Doug Peterson, above all that, A, injustice that he got fired, should never have happened.
Mm-hmm.
B, one of the nicest people you will ever meet. Everyone who has met Doug Peterson has nothing but good things to say about him. He is a coach who is not a jerk,
yep.
Which is rare, Al. Bill Belichick. That's all I have to know about that. And here is Doug Peterson giving a speech to his team after the victory.
I can honestly say this, in all my years of being around this game, and being around what we did in the first half compared to the second half, okay, this one goes down. This one goes down as one of the greatest victories I've ever had. And you know me and you know my heart. This is not about me. This is about us. This is about us. Defense, you balled your ass off for 60 minutes. You know what? What we talked about at halftime of just hanging together, one play at a time mentality. Defense was going to go get the stops. We were going to get the ball. We were going to punch it in the end zone, score every drive if we had to. Okay? And you did. Great job.
I love that guy. He's just out. So many of the coaches, the managers of this town, I hate it. I hated almost every one of them.
They hated
you
back.
Believe me, they did.
Yeah.
But this guy, I loved him from day one, and I am so happy he did that. I can't. And the fact that some jackass bet $1.4 million that the Chargers would win when they were up 27-0 and lost the $1.4 million over an $11,000 package, that brings me joy as well. Because Doug Peterson defied the odds, and I hope Doug keeps going. My dream would be, Al, to play him in the Super Bowl and beat him.
Kick his ass.
Now you got to see him win against your hated coach.
Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, you would love that.
What a combo play.
I got some heart in that one. I desperately
Well, that's would. A nice appetizer to I the would, Eagles game next week, right?
I would love to see Doug Peterson beat that phony Andy Reid. Oh, that would be gorgeous. On the line with us, speaking of gorgeous, is my friend Eagles Shirley. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, good morning, Angelo. Good morning, team. Good morning, Rube. Good morning, everybody.
Did
morning,
you Shirley. Watch all that football, Shirley?
Yes, I did, and I watched my Sixers. Go Sixers. Y'all killing it, baby.
All right, so what are you feeling right now, 5 days away from the big game?
So, Angelo, you know, the song you just played, you said the guy's name was Ron and...
Ron and Greg.
Beautiful. They did a montage to y'all, to everybody that called into y'all. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Trying to get the stuff out the way. And Al, you know, congratulations. I hear you leaving. I'm going to miss you seeing Bedazzled, St. John. You know, we just love you, man.
Al is not leaving anyway. He has a new 5-year contract.
No. I know he's not leaving, but I'm just saying...
It's a lifetime deal.
Yeah, things are changing. Yeah, so but at the end of the day, you know, it's time to get serious. You know, I've been waiting around and waiting to see who the Eagles gonna play. Everybody was having us playing everybody, but now we know who we playing.
Yep,
and we played the Giants in the regular season. We beat them up the first game. We needed to beat them so we can get this bye, and we did our job. So why wouldn't we do our job on Saturday night? Why wouldn't we do our job again and beat them again? I don't get it. I don't understand. What's the scariness? I don't believe. What is going on that y'all not having faith that our Philadelphia Eagles is sitting back, licking their chops, just waiting? Waiting. But you know what? Y'all don't have to believe in them because fans like me believe in them. I know they are ready. They're going to come out hard. They're going to come out swinging. And not only do we have a great wide receiver team, we got great running backs. We got tight ends. You know what I mean? We got an O-line that everybody is going to be there to protect Jalen Hurts. We need the play calling to be right. We just need defense and special teams. We need them to step up as if this was the Super Bowl. I am so ready right now. So I don't need nobody saying anything negative to me about my Eagles because I'm going to have to ask the Lord to forgive me. I don't
want
to none of that. But listen, it will come out. It will come out, baby.
You're doing great. You do sound like you're in playoff mode. Now, I want you to hear something, though, Shirley, because the Giant fans are looking forward to meeting you on Saturday night. I want you to hear what they were saying after the game, and I would like you to reply. Here are the Giant fans.
One day! three to go. One down, three to go. Let's go.
The Eagles.
Keep it going.
The Eagles.
Oh, we'll see you next week.
The Eagles.
Yeah, we coming to town. Yeah.
All right, Charles, what do you think? Well, how would you like the response?
Let me tell you something. Yep. They've been to town, and look what happened when you came to town. You're lost. Every time you come to town, you're going to lose on Saturday night. So it's not even about the Giants or their fans. It's about what the Philadelphia Eagles and the fans are going to do at the Lincoln Financial Stadium on Saturday night. Do you understand me, Angelo? Do you understand what's going to go down Saturday night? We're going to win, baby, and we're going to move on to the championship round. We're going to move on, honey. We're going to move on. Ain't nobody going to get in our way. We're on this train, and we ain't got time to stop for the Giants or nobody else. So I want to hear that from the radio station, any analyst. I don't want TV. I don't hear nobody talking against the Philadelphia Eagles like we don't have a passion and a cojones to get this win on Saturday night.
Right, give me one.
We just had one last request, Shirley. That was awesome. And it's Jonesy, and he wants one.
Give me one.
Angelo, wait a minute. Give me a second. Because I'm so serious, this game means so much to us right now. And I knew they was going to put it on Saturday night. You know what I mean? We already getting the disrespect to put our game on Saturday night. But I said, wait a minute, Shirley. No, it's not disrespect. They need to watch. Everybody need to be watching this game on Saturday night. So I'm glad they put us on. Let's get this win first. Let's get this win in our home, in our town, in our city. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. All day long. I love you all. God bless.
Love you, Sean. Oh, that was next level stuff there.
That was aggressive.
Al, I don't feel at any point you have ever reached that emotional level.
Probably not. No. Probably won't. Running out of time.
Rick is up next from West Philly. Hi, Rick. How are you today?
Hey, what's up, Angelo? Hey,
what's Rick? Up, Rick?
What's up, Ruben? Good job at the Philly, Ruben.
What's up? Thanks, man.
Angelo, your service is unquestionably, that's can't be questioned, man. Everybody's going to miss you.
Well, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. My wife will be in later today to express her own views and having more time with me.
All right. But, hey, let's get back to this, man.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Who do you think is a better team, Philadelphia Eagles or the Giants?
The Philadelphia Eagles by far are a better team.
Eagles are better.
On paper.
I'm afraid. Does everybody have a dog?
No, here's the thing, Rick.
That doesn't mean anything sometimes.
Pure talent, it's not close. Rick, hold on a sec. Pure talent, no argument. But that coaching staff that went in with that team, as bereft of talent as they were, and got them to the second round, you can't ignore what those Giant coaches did. They're fantastic. They have had a phenomenal season.
Did you look at their roster? Look at ours.
He left. Brian Daboll.
That was a chuckle.
Wink Martindale. Those guys, Al, they did an amazing job to get that team to the second round.
Yes, they did. And then they drew the Vikings.
Right? All right. Yeah. So a lot of people that the Vikings did win how many games? 13?
Edge. They were the Vikings were 11-0 in one score games. That was the first one. That defense is so bad.
All right. Yes. Rick, I hope you're right, but you know, when you get to the playoffs, you worry. Don't you worry?
No, I do not. I worry if there was the 49ers. Then I'll start worrying. Until that time, I might worry about anybody.
All right, so you think that's inevitable? We're going to end up with the 49ers?
If you're not worried, how could you have watched the NFL this weekend and not be worried?
No, I'm worried
because
about.
I
I'm
know
worried.
The Eagles can do. See, I'm not worried about what they can do. I'm worried about what we can do.
But I mean,
if we play our best offense. No, let me say this. If we play our best offense, nobody can beat us.
That is true. I agree with that. We have the best offense. You're right.
That's a big if, though.
And trust me, Angelo, they're going to run our full offense. They're not going to take away nothing.
Nothing.
If you're ahead 27-0,
yeah,
you'll still be worried.
I am always worried.
Because I just watched your weekend.
That guy in San Diego is an outright dope.
He might be real, but it happens every freaking weekend now.
17-0 evaporated yesterday, too.
It's unbelievable.
It's also the beauty of the game. You got to play the games on the field, on the gridiron, baby.
Rick, if those Giant fans show up this week, we got to leave them out of our stadium. They can't get into the lake.
Okay.
All right, Rick, give me somebody from New York you can't stand.
Every damn Giant fan.
All the Giant fans, Al. Put them all down. All
Slack
the Giant dog, fans.
Claw-handed, pudgy New Yorkers.
Yep, John Johnson really put it into good terms. When we return, Al, I don't understand that they have, the NFL has a way to review their own plays in an expedited fashion.
Yeah.
And it worked extremely well this week.
Really did.
So there's a couple of plays Rhea and I would like them to review in an unexpedited fashion. Yes. Because if they did this during the season, it might have been a lot easier season for us. That's all we're saying. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time. All right, well, welcome back at 743. I want to mention, tonight is a big football game. As if we haven't seen enough, Al.
Nice to not have to worry.
Is anyone listening right now that watched every snap of all five games? I did not. I went to bed last night. Did not watch every snap.
The earliest game, the early game on Saturday, I watched some of. Then I had to go to a 13-year-old's birthday party. The game was on, but I didn't hear, we had, because there was just too much going on. I left when they were still down like 27-7 or something like that. I get home, I turn on the TV, I was like, huh? It was 30-20.
Football. Yeah. It was crazy. I'm turning up Ruben Amaro. Ruben Amaro is the essence of baseball. And he loves the game. You live the game. You're a baseball lifer.
Right.
Is football a better show right now?
I think it is.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
I think it. It's sad to say that. And I love my sport, but it really is great theater.
Well, believe it or not, the NFL, Al, improved their game this weekend with no notice.
Yeah.
There was no notice. No one was told that this was going to happen. It just, boom, happened. The first game, I don't know, sometime in the first half of the first game, there was a play that looked like it was a catch, but you couldn't be sure. That's always the thing. And then all of a sudden, so they're trying to decide whether it was a catch or not. The coaches try to figure out if he's going to challenge. And then the ref takes over and he goes, under our new expedited review system, it was not a catch.
You're right.
What's an expedited review? And apparently, Al, it has been in place but not used till the playoffs.
I hope they told the teams.
So I don't even know if they
did. Because you don't know whether to challenge.
Why would you burn a timeout if they're looking at it anyway?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think all that is super clear. It wasn't to the fans. The broadcast teams did not explain to you there's a new way we're reviewing these plays and it could happen at any time with no notice and they just suddenly spring it on you, right? But it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, in the time I watched the first four games, there was at least a dozen plays that were overruled, often catch, no catch. Occasionally, Al, they'd even do a pass interference.
Well, they should have overruled that weak roughing the passer.
Well,
the Giants
that's the
against,
thing, but they didn't review
Kirk
them
Cousins.
All.
That was a sack.
But then I went, wait a minute. If they can do this, wouldn't you have loved expedited review on the Dallas Goedert face mask? Only people that missed it were the 7-0 refs.
But they can't do that, though.
You're telling me it was available then?
I'm saying
I don't know that
that's not a reviewable.
That's not a reviewable.
That's not reviewable.
Now, hold on. Ah. Now we got rules on what's reviewable?
Yes, it's not reviewable.
So wait a minute. Is roughing the passer reviewable?
But wait, Al.
I don't even know the rules.
I was hand-slapped on Twitter about that one.
But that play was a fumble, correct? He also fumbled when he got injured?
So
I wonder if you could look at it, but I guess you can't look for other penalties.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Hold on.
That was a ridiculous.
So I can't fix an uncalled face mask, but I can fix a non-catch or a silent. I don't understand. Why can't I fix anything?
I don't know.
I've got an official. He's part of the crew. There are two levels to this. There's the people in the booth who are looking at plays. They're part of the officiating crew on the field. And then there's New York,
too,
where they have other people.
Right.
So you mean to tell me if there's a horrendous miscarriage of justice, it depends on what kind of play? Why?
Same thing in baseball. They have the only certain things are reviewable.
I think that
why
I guarantee you it has nothing to do with getting it right.
No,
it has something to do with getting the game moving, so you don't end up like with the Bills.
That's correct.
The key is expedited.
Yes.
Yeah. You like the because they can do it now in 10, 15 seconds.
They don't want to. One game to bleed into the other.
Well, it did anyway.
Yeah, I know.
They screwed up. That first game yesterday was so slow.
Forever.
They kept moving the Giants game back.
And they finally said, screw it, we're starting it.
No, but this was a great new thing they were doing. But then you started to wonder why they weren't doing it on all the bets. Some guy grabbed Deebo Samuel's leg and twisted it.
Yeah.
No call and no expedited review.
No.
That was great because...
that's not reviewable.
It was great because they had their expert on and the call came before him.
Oh, wait a minute. Wow. The expedited call became before the reviewer in the booth?
Yeah, what's his name?
Wow.
They brought him live.
Well, you got Mike Perrett. You know what? It just shows you. So, Rube, they don't do it now in every game because they don't have the personnel?
Right now, it's well, not in every game because of the personnel, which is ridiculous because it's the richest league in the world.
So you think they
pay
could
the guy
afford
$5,000 to go ahead and do it? Just come in.
I'll tell you what. I do the $5,000.
Yeah.
And I get some right, too.
Whatever it is.
I get a few wrong.
Just pay the guy. Get it right.
Pay the guy right.
Already looking for work, Ange?
No, I'm just saying that seems like a job I could do. Because I'm always second-guessing the refs. Now I get 5 G's for it? Sounds like a deal. Let's go to my main man who's in the song, Kenny from the Dirty 30. Hi, Kenny!
I can't wait till Saturday night, man. I just love the playoffs. Love the playoffs.
What do you feel? Is that an all-day celebration, Kenny? How are you going to play that?
Of course it is. Yeah, we'll be, Saturday night we'll probably be out there, just after, we'll have a brunch, be out there around 11 or so, and spend the day in the glorious weather since Mother Nature decided that this January is going to stay in the 40s. I can deal with that any day.
Yeah, it should be nice. So,
wait a minute, Kenny, you're telling me you're going to have 9-hour tailgate before the game?
There'll be people that'll be out there at 7:30 a.m.
That seems excessive.
You think?
Wow.
Watch the other game.
All right, so, Kenny, how you feeling about the Giants a third time?
Well, I apologize how irreverent this is going to sound considering what today is, but I do have a dream. I have a dream that we take care of the Giants. Mm-hmm. Dallas takes care of the Bucks, goes out to San Fran, takes care of them, and then we get to, once again, destroy the Cowboys in the NFC Championship in our building.
Wow.
And that is what I am praying for, I'm dreaming for, that we just run the NFC East right through to the Super Bowl. And then guess who we get to meet?
Then you get Big Red for all the marbles, right, Kenny? So, Kenny, you want nothing but NFC people, NFC East people. It's possible. I don't think it's likely now, though. The Cowboys are not going to get past Brady and the Niners. That's unlikely.
Well, I did say it was a dream.
Yeah, it is a dream. It would be fun. But you have full confidence that Saturday night against a team the Eagles beat twice already.
Look, our defense, when they want to play, when they want to show up, is a far, far, far better defense than that fraud Minnesota team. And Daniel Jones, when pressured, will fold like a house of cards. We have seen it too many times.
Well, I hope Gannon's listening to you right now, Kenny, because he scares the hell out of me. He's very soft. Gannon is a soft coach.
It's not with the pressure. Well, it's with what he does with his secondary. That's the biggest part. They're averaging like almost 6 sacks a game in the last 5 games.
Yeah.
I mean, they are getting after the quarterbacks.
I know they are. I get nervous about open receivers.
Yeah, me
There's
too.
Tons of them. Kenny, give me one.
Here we go. This is going to be the first of one every week, I promise you. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Bring it on, New York. We hate you.
He's feeling good. Maria, permission to call the next, to refer to the next as a hostile witness.
Oh, no.
Deal with him? Ladies and gentlemen, an intruder has entered our place here. Adrian, the Giants fan. All right, Adrian, stop the laugh and give me your thoughts on the Giants facing the Eagles in the playoffs.
Well, let me tell you, Angelo, it's a new season. Y'all not 14-3 no more. That's over with. We in a new season. Hey, look, we come to play, baby. We come to play, but come down to coaching, you know who's going to win. Nick Sirianni, rock, paper, scissors, That's what you're going with? Okay, go with it.
All right, hold on a minute. Adrian, are you implying here that Brian Daboll is a better head coach than Nick Sirianni?
Coming out, he's the coach of the year. The coach of the year.
All right, hold on. Who do you think is a better defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon or Wink Martindale?
Oh, baby, Wink going to give you. Hey, did Jefferson play yesterday? JJ, did Jefferson play? Did y'all see him in the second half? Did he catch a catch? Did he play?
They didn't even target him.
No, they never even threw the ball at Jefferson in the second half.
Yeah, because he wasn't open. Angelo, I threw a couple of balls at somebody.
How many catches has Justin Jefferson made this year when he was covered, Ange?
Oh, most of them. All right, Adrian, are you saying that you have the better coaches? You will acknowledge we have the better talent. Will you give me that?
Hey, look, three times a charm, baby. Three times a charm. I can't wait. Hey, you tell Jason, the president of the 30-30 or whatever he is,
yeah.
He don't have the juice to make the laugh. So tell him to stop trying to imitate the laugh because he don't have the juice.
Yeah. All right, Adrian.
Hey, Angela, the last time we be talking because you're over. It's over for you, Angela.
No, but wait a minute. If the Giants beat the Eagles, my career is over.
Bingo.
Over. You.
Wait a minute, you don't sound sad at all.
Sad, Angelo. That's the best thing that could ever happen. I'm taking you out. I'm taking you out.
Hi, Adrian. See you later, buddy. Al, I can't deny something. I gotta start coming clean.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Well, he's got the juice.
He's got the laugh, right? He's got the juice. He's got the laugh. Even though he's an enemy. He's charming.
And they lose all the time.
Yes.
Well, not recently. Well, they seem to be doing better.
They win here a lot?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, they've lost 9 straight here.
Well, he was kind of the appetizer. I got my own grandkids coming in and my son, Al. They're all here today, too.
Yep.
Because it's Martin Luther King Day. They're honoring Martin Luther King and the memory of that great man. Mm-hmm. And I think they are going to come clean. Mm-hmm. And whether they would like the Giants to end my career.
Because
The Giants now have that opportunity. I would think they have other impetus besides me. But
probably not going to be in the locker room.
It's a nice add-on for them.
Okay.
You know what I've learned here morning, Ruben, that is bothering me immensely?
What's that?
Yeah. My departure here will bring no tears to you. None whatsoever. You have shown no sensitivity to my precarious position.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We're going national. We come back. NFL Network, Mike Garofalo.
Mm-hmm.
He has actually covered both teams.